The Gemara speaks about the fact that ein bezin shomalo nechnosim latin, elim ken kitchu bezin shomata sachodesh. So bezin shomalo is dependent upon bezin shomata. It says to Meiri, you know what else the Gemara means? It says really, the mishpat should happen all year round. Every day, a person should be judged, evaluated, to see whether he's deserving of Hashem's kindness, whether he's deserving of us tapping into this expression of chesed called life, which is the opportunity that we have to grow, to produce, to achieve olam haba. Is a person ro'i or not? This should happen constantly. It should be a recurring din going on all throughout a person's life. It says the Meiri, this is a chesed from Hashem. Hashem knows Rosh Hashanah, it's a once a year event. It's relatively easy to get inspired if it's only once a year. You have the Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Seis Mei Tshuva, and finally Yom Kippur. That's what the Gemara means. There was a tremendous chesed that Hashem did with us. Ein bezin shomala nechnasin ladin. The din is only conducted once a year. Elam kein kitchu bezin shalmata sachadish. Once a year we have Echa B'Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah. Everybody's inspired, standing up on higher ground. Now Hashem says, okay, let's take a look at you and evaluate your position and your standing. So indeed, this is a tremendous chesed and a toiva, the fact that Mishpat only takes place at that time. It says that Koich V'Yair, well, a person shouldn't wait to the last minute. So although Rosh Hashanah and Kippur is the designated time for the Mishpat, but he says a person should seek to constantly to prepare himself in anticipation of that event. Because then he says, you arrive early. It's like the melech. The Gemara says the melech is let in first and let out quickly. He gets in and out quickly. He gets off the hook easy because things are still calm. It says the koich v'oyer. The quicker a person goes in, the earlier a person's prepared for the din, he comes in ready, he's let in first. So he has that advantage. He has that mala, that benefit that melech has in our Gemara. That he gets out mikame the leifuk, the leifush charoinav. And the Gemara indeed says that the melech gets in and out first, and that's like you struggle with the goyim, right? The Gemara draws that parallel. The melech and the tzibur, and that's like the Yisrael and the goyim, because it seems in the Gemara that just as the melech has that position of leadership relative to the tzibur, he has to look after them. He has a chrais for them. And that's why there's a taiva, because if he's going to come in afterwards, it's going to be lifush charoinav. Rashi says, bishvil avonos tzibur. What's going on? This is your, these are your subjects. This is your community. You're meant to look after them. You have a chrais to them. You carry responsibility for their actions. So if they go first, it's going to arouse anger and charoinav on him as well. So therefore, it's a taiva. It's a favor for him that he's allowed to be judged first. Likewise, the Gemara seems to make that parallel to Yisrael and Umas Olam. Why is that? Why are we considered like the Melech when it comes to Umas Olam? So we know the Rashi, Bereishis Bara Elokim, brings Rashi and Medrash, Bereishis, Bishvil Yisrael Shnikereishis. And Farshim say, Bishvil means a shvil. What is a shvil? A pathway. Which means that the channel, Klal Yisrael is the channel, the pipeline through which Hashem channels and directs the energy, the ashpa, the chiyus of the world to everything out there, to all the goyim. They get chiyus from Yisrael. Bishvil Yisrael, it's through Yisrael that they live. I once heard a lashon from Adam Gadol, I'm not sure if it's a medrash or it's a pasuk. Yisrael leiv ha'am. Klal Yisrael is like a heart, the heart of the nations. It's very similar to Lashon HaRambam. When he describes a king, a Melech Yisrael, he says, the Melech is the Lev Ha'am. Why? Because just as a person's heart is the center of the Guf, it's the source of circulation, source of life for the Yivorei HaGuf, the Melech carries on his shoulders responsibility for his entire nation. His conduct, his behavior affects everybody. Likewise, Yisroel Leva Am. Yisrael is responsible. We have to look after everybody. So it's a taiva for us that Hashem lets us in first, because really, we are sort of held accountable, somewhat, in some degree, for what's going on in the broader world out there. This is a chesed for us that we're allowed in first, but it's not to say that we're meant to draw a chizuk from here, inspiration and motivation, to realize that indeed all the actions, the masim of Yisrael, do affect everything around us, and we carry somewhat achrayis and responsibility, and that should. That should affect and influence what we do and the way we behave. Amen, Ken Yiratzen.